there has been a system in place, whether understood explicitly or behind the scenes or implicitly, that says that the purpose of the two American parties is to prune the field of populist candidates so that whatever two candidates exist in a face-off are both acceptable to that world order. So what you're trying to do from the point of view, let's take it from the point of view of, let's say, the State Department, the intelligence community, the Defense Department, and major corporations that have to do with international issues, from arms trade to, oh, I don't know, food. They have a series of agreements that are fragile and could be overturned if a president entered the Oval Office who didn't agree with them, and the mood of the country was, why do we pay taxes into these structures? Why are we hamstrung? Why aren't we a free people? So what the two parties would do is that they would run primaries. You'd have populist candidates, and you'd pre-commit the populist candidates to support the candidates who won the primaries. As long as that took place and you had two candidates that were both acceptable to the international order, that is, that they aren't going to rethink NAFTA or NATO or what have you, we called that democracy. And so democracy was the illusion of choice, what's called magician's choice, where the choice is not actually, you know, pick a card, any card, but somehow the magician makes sure that the card that you pick is the one that he knows. In that situation, you have magician's choice in the primaries, and then you'd have the duopoly field, two candidates, either of which was acceptable, and you could actually afford to hold an election. And the populace would vote, and that way the international order wasn't put at risk every 4 years, because you can't have alliances that are subject to the whim of the people in plebiscites.